The Key to LRN
Level 3 C2 By Supercourse
Test 3
Section 1 Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. One. Visiting the Empire State Building.
I'm on the Empire State Building's website, and there's a new audio tour for only $8.
That's on top of admission, which is already $20 per person. Why would they charge admission? It's just a building.
Admission gives you access to the observation deck.
This is obviously going to cost a fortune. Look. There's also a $28 express ticket, which gets you up to the deck in no time at all. Talk about paying for the view.
I'm on the Empire State Building's website, and there's a new audio tour for only $8.
That's on top of admission, which is already $20 per person. Why would they charge admission? It's just a building.
Admission gives you access to the observation deck.
This is obviously going to cost a fortune. Look, there's also a $28 express ticket, which gets you up to the deck in no time at all. Talk about paying for the view.
2. A job hunt.
At the agency today, I was asked what I want from a job. It really made me think.
And what conclusion did you come to?
Well, I used to think that salary was the most important thing. But so many well-paid employees are miserable in their careers that other factors must play a role.
I think a job which is challenging and allows you to use your skills is the best. That's what's most satisfying, not how much you make.
At the agency today, I was asked what I want from a job. It really made me think.
And what conclusion did you come to?
Well, I used to think that salary was the most important thing. But so many well-paid employees are miserable in their careers that other factors must play a role.
I think a job which is challenging and allows you to use your skills is the best. That's what's most satisfying, not how much you make.
3. Poker night.
I am off to John's place for a poker night.
Richie, have you paid your credit card installments this month? And what about the electricity and telephone?
No, but if I win tonight...
You've got a serious problem, Richie, and it's starting to control you.
When did you become a psychologist, Miss Know-It-All? You're just a sour couch potato. When's the last time you had some fun? I'm off to John's place for a poker night.
Richie, have you paid your credit card installments this month? And what about the electricity and telephone?
No, but if I win tonight...
You've got a serious problem, Richie, and it's starting to control you.
When did you become a psychologist, Miss Know-It-All? You're just a sour couch potato. When's the last time you had some fun?
4. The Grand Opening.
Hi, Barbara. I'm having a grand opening event at the restaurant next week.
Oh, I didn't think you'd open so soon. What with all the kitchen equipment you had to install?
Actually, I had planned to open 2 weeks ago, but I had a visit from an inspector. He told me I had to install a new fire alarm. It seems the previous owners didn't care much about the law. Hi, Barbara. I'm having a grand opening event at the restaurant next week.
Oh, I didn't think you'd open so soon. What with all the kitchen equipment you had to install?
Actually, I had planned to open 2 weeks ago, but I had a visit from an inspector. He told me I had to install a new fire alarm. It seems the previous owners didn't care much about the law.
5. Procrastination.
Here's an article about one of my most annoying habits, procrastination. I'm always postponing doing things.
Does it make any suggestions?
Yes, it says that procrastinators should dedicate a certain time for chores every day, no matter how unappealing the chores are. Here's an article about one of my most annoying habits, procrastination. I'm always postponing doing things.
Does it make any suggestions?
Yes, it says that procrastinators should dedicate a certain time for chores every day, no matter how unappealing the chores are.
6. The Economy.
Joe and I are finding it almost impossible to make ends meet.
I guess the crisis hasn't affected us much, besides the higher prices on some items.
Well, Joe lost his job a few months ago. The company where he worked fired about a quarter of their staff. I'm still working, but I've heard that our company is thinking about doing the same thing. Joe and I are finding it almost impossible to make ends meet.
I guess the crisis hasn't affected us much, besides the higher prices on some items.
Well, Joe lost his job a few months ago. The company where he worked fired about a quarter of their staff. I'm still working, but I've heard that our company is thinking about doing the same thing.
7. A printing mistake.
Excuse me, there are a few problems with the business cards you printed for me. Some aren't cut straight and others have a smudge on them.
Don't worry, we always print more, in case there are minor printing problems. You ordered 250, but we printed over 300. And that smudge isn't a printing imperfection. It's a fingerprint. It's where the packager held them when she was wrapping them.
No, see, all of them have exactly the same smudge. I really would appreciate it if you reprinted them. I can't give any of these to my clients. Excuse me, there are a few problems with the business cards you printed for me. Some aren't cut straight and others have a smudge on them.
Don't worry, we always print more, in case there are minor printing problems. You ordered 250, but we printed over 300. And that smudge isn't a printing imperfection, it's a fingerprint. It's where the packager held them when she was wrapping them.
No, see, all of them have exactly the same smudge. I really would appreciate it if you reprinted them. I can't give any of these to my clients.
8. Stopped by a traffic officer.
Is this bike registered to you?
Yes, but what's wrong, officer? I wasn't going that fast.
Your motorcycle is making a terrible racket.
I had no idea that my new exhaust was against the law, officer.
Well, if you don't put a proper exhaust on it within 24 hours, I'll have to confiscate your motorcycle. Is this bike registered to you?
Yes, but what's wrong, officer? I wasn't going that fast.
Your motorcycle is making a terrible racket.
I had no idea that my new exhaust was against the law, officer.
Well, if you don't put a proper exhaust on it within 24 hours, I'll have to confiscate your motorcycle.
9. Organic food.
Those vegetables you bought are organically grown.
I know. They're supposed to be healthier for us to eat.
Yeah, but they're also a lot more expensive than regular ones.
That's okay. I don't think we should compromise our health over a few pounds.
Those vegetables you bought are organically grown.
I know. They're supposed to be healthier for us to eat.
Yeah, but they're also a lot more expensive than regular ones.
That's okay. I don't think we should compromise our health over a few pounds.
10. Discussing the exam.
I got a part-time job at a restaurant.
That's great, but you don't want to fail your course.
Don't worry. How did you find the exam?
I had studied really well, so it was plain sailing. How about you?
Not too good. I didn't manage to answer the third question. I got a part-time job at a restaurant.
That's great, but you don't want to fail your course.
Don't worry. How did you find the exam?
I had studied really well, so it was plain sailing. How about you?
Not too good. I didn't manage to answer the third question.